AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Shots were fired inside a subway train car at a Brooklyn subway station during rush hour this morning. AP's Julie Walker reports a search is on for the suspect.
Police say a man wearing a green construction-style vest got on the subway, put a gas mask on, and opened a gas canister, then opened fire. 10 people were shot. 5 of them are in critical but stable condition, according to the fire department. About half a dozen others were injured. It happened here at the 36th Street subway station in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, when people were on their way to work, on their way to school, and going to other destinations. The train was crowded. While the police commissioner says this is not a terrorism investigation, she also says she's not ruling terrorism or anything else out. In Sunset Park, Brooklyn, I'm Julie Walker.
10 people were shot, 5 in critical condition. A number of other people were injured in the melee. Police say the suspect was seen leaving the area in a rented U-Haul van. Such a van was found about 4 miles away. Investigators say a credit card was used to rent that vehicle. President Biden traveled to Iowa today to announce the Environmental Protection Agency will issue an emergency waiver to allow widespread sale of a 15% ethanol blend that is usually prohibited through summer months because of concerns that it adds smog and high temperatures.
But it's not going to solve all our problems, but it's going to help some people. And I'm committed to whatever I can to help, even if it's an extra buck or two in the pockets that they fill up will make a difference in people's lives.
The president blames a majority of the increased cost of gasoline on Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
Your family budget, your ability to fill up your tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide in a half a world away.
This is AP News. The U.S. and other nations are looking into allegations that Russia has used chemical weapons in Ukraine.
A Ukrainian regiment in Mariupol says a drone dropped a poisonous substance on the port city. The report could not be independently verified.
We're not in a position to confirm anything. I don't think the Ukrainians are either.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there has been credible information Russian forces might use riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents,
to weaken and incapacitate entrenched Ukrainian fighters and civilians.
He says the U.S. is working with partners to figure out what happened. House Intelligence Committee Democrats visiting Poland say the Biden administration and allies will not stand by if chemical weapons were used. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Florida judge upholds a state law passed several years ago that will require women to wait 24 hours before getting an abortion. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.